Welcome to Floating Leaves Podcast. This is your co-host, Noah. And?
What did you just say?
I said this is your co-host, Noah.
Oh.
This is Noah, your wonderful co-host.
Oh, okay. My name is Shouwen, and welcome to the podcast, whoever is listening to the session. Okay, cool. And today, guess what we are going to drink? A Dongding Oolong Tea.
Yay!
But it's a different one. It's a new addition to our Dongding Tea collection. It's from our...
our wonderful farmer.
Our wonderful farmer, Mr. Su.
Grandpa Su.
But it's not our usual... tea from him.
Which is the traditional A Dongding. That's what we usually get from him.
Yeah. And this one, he call it Xiao Tie, which means little iron, which means little Tie Guan Yin iron bush varietal. I don't know where the little comes from though. So we were very happy to bring this new tea back to our shop.
Mm. So we asked him when we saw the plants, we said, so is this Tie Guan Yin? He's like, We said, is this Hongxing Wai Wei Tao? It's like
the traditional,
really traditional Tie Guan Yin cultivar. He's like, no. So we're like, is this Tie Guan Yin? Xiao Tie. I was like, oh, okay, it's Xiao Tie.
Yeah, and then he just like, nobody has Tie Guan Yin varietal on Dongding. So it's very lucky. This is new. We have Tie Guan Yin varietal right now on Dongding Mountain. one of his cousins grew the plants. We tried this Tie Guan Yin Dongding tea with him in August. And we quite like the tea, and we asked them to roast it up one more time for the shop. And so the I would say the roasting may be roughly around August 20th on the final roast. And so when you guys brew this tea, you will feel like the first infusion, that toastiness is quite clear, which is quite nice. We also brew this tea last weekend during the... So when you listen to it, it's probably like 2 weeks ago in our Northwest Tea Festival, and it was very popular. People love it.
Yeah, this was the first tea to sell out at the festival.
True.
Yeah.
But also...
We brought less. Yeah,
yeah, we brought
we
less.
We didn't expect it to be like... Because it's a new tea for us. Like, oh, wow, look at this little Tie Guan Yin Dongding. But yeah, it was the first tea to sell out, which is cool. It smells like Dongding. It smells rich like Dongding. Has that Dongding fruit.
And the roasting note is very clear on the surface of the tea broth. This tea is very fun. We have a customer in, is that Virginia?
Yeah.
Hecha Holiday.
Yeah.
Is his, pen name on Instagram. He actually tried two different teapots. One is Honi and one is our Tokoname clay pot, that the pot was made by Mr. Chen in Taiwan. And he acquired one of those pots and he tested out this tea in two different pots. And one pot has more Tie Guan Yin feature and one pot has more Dongding feature.
Funny.
Isn't that great? I love it.
Which pot do you remember?
I think the Tokoname clay pot that is done in Taiwan has more flavor.
Yeah,
because it's more intensely, like more
vitrified,
finer.
So more flavor makes it more strong on the Tie Guan Yin flavor or the Dongding flavor.
Let me just consult with my Instagram
I'm kind of curious
information, because when Hecha Holiday told me that, I thought it totally makes sense. Yeah.
Because it does have kind of a Tie Guan Yin flavor.
Yeah. So I guess maybe like in the in the Tokoname one, he said he tastes more metal and fruit.
Mm.
So that should be then Tie Guan Yin.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm so bad with things like this. So the first infusion, the throat sensation is very clear since it's a Dongding tea. But I will say compared to our Dongding traditional air, it's very interesting. The clearness is very different. Dongding traditional air feels thicker. And this little iron bush Dongding tea feel more clear in one spot on the throat. I hope that makes sense to you. And this tea, because of the rose, is so clear, it might strike a tea drinker as a heavier tea than our Dongding traditional air. But I would say Dongding traditional air so far feels richer to me.
Yeah, richer, thicker.
Yeah, bigger, thicker in the broth. And this one is more obvious.
Yeah.
In the taste, in the roasting notes. So kind of fun to, if you guys are up to it, compare these two varietals that is done by the same people. I always feel like comparing tea, it can be a wonderful way to learn about tea too. Mm.
I mean, especially because the profile of the flavor, like the notes that show up in the flavor, are actually very similar.
Mm.
The Tie Guan Yin one has a little bit more of that Tie Guan Yin mouthwatering feeling.
Mm. On
the back of the tongue.
Back.
In the sides of the back of the tongue.
Yeah.
That's like Tie Guan Yin to me.
And then Dongding tea, when it salivates, it feels more like on the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That big, thick, juicy salivation on the tongue.
But the shape is actually pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
If you just sit and look at the shape and not get too caught up in the actual what the flavor notes are,
mm-hmm.
the shape is actually quite different.
Yeah.
The shape is smaller, but a little bit more, like you said, there's
more pointy, more singular.
Yes, more singular, yeah.
And then the Dongding, when you really sit in with traditional air, you feel like, is this a heavy tea or not? And then you just started to feel like, wow, it spreads out into the mouth so much that it's very fun. Yeah, this one is more singular. Mm. Which can be a wonderful tea to drink in the autumn day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess traditional air is
also good to drink in autumn day.
Both of the teas feel like autumn to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too heavy yet, not too dark yet. And you got that yellow autumn kind of a broth color, and you got that kind of like dry leaf, dry fruit autumn feeling. Mm.
And just tipping the scales a little bit towards the warming side, but not like a hot, like a sauna tea at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm, looks good. The broth is a little bit darker now.
Mm-hmm. Second infusion, the broth becomes
more orangish almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And second one, it felt heavier, but more heavy. It's heavy in a more singular way too. Like one, like right on one spot on my tongue.
Yeah.
Mm. And the roast is still there, super clear.
Yeah.
Mm.
Really nice roast on both of these, both of the teas we got from them this time.
Mm-hmm. The Dongding traditional air, the final touch on the roast was done a few days earlier than this tea. Because she heard that I was going up to the mountain, so she stayed up until 3 a.m. I think that day, and to roast the tea. I felt very honored and I felt very bad too at the same time. She doesn't need to work that hard. For a small vendor like me, so I just feel like she works so hard. She is a tough human. Yeah. I hope that when we have more time that we can stay on Dongding Mountain longer time and learn tea roasting from Mrs. Su. I think she owns some top-notch skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be able to do this to a tea?
Mm-hmm.
Because we tasted the tea before it was roasted.
Correct.
And we chose the base that we liked. We said, oh, this, we like this base a lot. We want to see what it can do.
Yeah.
But she roasted the tea and then sent it out to us, and it feels, I mean, yeah, it feels like the same tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we chose this tea.
Mm-hmm.
But she really changed the overall character.
Mm.
Well, did she change the overall character? I don't know exactly how to say it, but she changed the flavor profile a lot and brought the tea a little bit deeper into the body.
And then we're going to the third infusion and see what the third infusion will unfold for us.
Mm. I still feel a lot of salivation in my mouth after that second infusion, which was stronger.
Mm. Yeah, but you are right. The salivation more lean towards the back of the tongue. Big flavor tea.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. This is third infusion. I would say the real Dongding feature start to really show up now. If it spreads out more now in this even though it still hit the back a little bit more, but on the front you can feel it spreading a little bit more. Throat sensation also become much wider. Mm. Excellent.
Mm.
Mm. And since it was roasted in August, I wonder how much more it will unfold.
Yeah.
And that's what is interesting about tea, that sometimes one tea is not one tea.
Yeah.
Is you can see its development. And a lot of times into a, now the develop into a stale tea is developed into a bigger and rounder tea. Mm. And this Dongding Little Iron Bush is also going to be in our Dongding Blind Tasting Tea Sampler package, because I thought this round is not to like guess where the tea is from. I mean, they are all Dongding tea, so they are you are going to guess that they are all from Dongding Mountain. But to try to guess if you guys can nail down which of the well, of course, pick one that you like the most, and then try to guess which one is actually the Little Iron Bush, because the rest of the three are actually from the same varietal, and so it will be fun. And if we ever have enough time, we might actually throw in a different sample just for the heck of it, because we are very into roasting tea nowadays, to actually put in a Dongding tea that is not done traditionally, but we roast it in a shop ourselves. And I bet you guys can guess that one. But I kind of just...
Oh, that would be fun, yeah.
It's just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier on, we were drinking Tamansan Hongshui, and this tea, this Little Iron Bush, feel like quite an energetic tea. Can feel a little bit too strong almost. And the Taman Hongshui has a really strong energy sensation too, but feels more wholesome.
Yeah, calm grounded.
And big.
Yeah.
So it doesn't kind of have you feel like, wow, this is super strong. But if you sit with it quietly, you can feel the tea strong in a really big and grounding way. And this one feels more, the bigness comes from the energetic way.
Mm.
Yeah. So sometimes when you compare tea feeling and tea energy like this, it can be also really fun.
Mm.
Yeah. And then we'll see the next infusion. Mm.
That smells really nice.
Yeah, the fourth infusion, the tea broth smells just lightly roasted, or maybe still pretty richly roasted. But the roasting note is not as high. And then the broth almost smell, not necessarily milky, but it remind me of that feeling.
Yeah.
Of milkiness. Mm. And the tea broth blended much better now. So I think you can predict how this tea is going to open due to this one. Or the previous infusion.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Already tried to tell you how the tea can actually unfold. In the future, maybe like within a month or so. And this infusion, the fourth infusion, it carries on a very similar sensation as the third infusion. The broth opens up, spreads out more on the tongue, and the throat sensation also become much wider.
Mm.
Mm, so that's good. And it reaches into the body also a little bit further. Yeah. But not 100%. Mm. Mm, but huge, strong, energetic.
Almost like a cup of coffee. It kind of feels like I just drink a latte or something. Yeah.
So sometimes when you want a tea that is high energy, you can consider this Dongding Little Iron Bush.
It's got a lot of, I don't know if it has a lot of caffeine or what, but it feels really strong.
It feels really strong.
And it has a strong flavor too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it does, it starts to spread a little bit more with mm-hmm. these couple last couple infusions, mm-hmm. more than it was in the beginning, which is nice.
And then if you ever remember, then we can come back to the same tea maybe in about a month and a half and then try this tea again. Maybe I should write it on my calendar and see if the feeling does the feeling change quite a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun. Tea is fun.
Yeah, this is a fun tea.
Yeah.
Too.
And it fits perfectly because today Seattle feels on the colder side and it's raining outside. And so to have a stronger tea to kind of prepare oneself to welcome the weather. Mm. Wetter and darker weather is coming into Seattle. We need something stronger in a tea for sure.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when tea cannot come back that, you know what we do? We fly out to a sunny place. So, it's probably by February, it's just like whatever. There's no way to compact this for like, it's been 4 months. Yeah. I have enough of this. So we all fly out to somewhere else. South California, Hawaii, Mexico. Yeah. Cool.
Or just drink a really strong pour.
Still a sunny place.
A sunny place sounds
much
really
more
good.
Fun. I'm already thinking about it, and this is just beginning of autumn.
Yeah, just started.
I love sunny days. I just love sunny days. So that's it. Keep the sun in your heart. Thank you for listening. To help us, please tune in to our podcast. Tell your friends and family to listen to our podcast. You can also do direct help out on shopping at floatingleaf.com. We will see you on Monday. Happy tea drinking.
Bye.
Bye.